This is the Stockton-San Joaquin County Public Library.
Hi friends, thank you for joining me for another episode of Library the 13th, SSJCPL Podcast Network's premier horror podcast. I'm your host, Michael Vineyard, and I am joined today by Shanae Crane. Welcome, Shanae.
Hello, how are you guys? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sure the folks at home are good too. So let's see, before we start diving into the horror stuff and the movie, I'm using this as a way to get to know staff. So how long have you been working for the library system, Shanae?
So I've been actually working for the public library since May 2018.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's been like...
Almost four years.
Okay, so we'll take out 2020 because we had to shut down for COVID. So
yeah.
Altogether, 3 years.
Yeah.
But 4 years in the time span of 2018 till now, 2022.
And you are library support staff.
Yes.
Is that the title?
LSS.
LSS.
Yes.
So you actually get to work at a bunch of different branches based on who needs you particular days.
Yes.
Are there particular branches you tend? Like, I know I hire you here a lot at Weston Ranch. Yeah, we love you at Weston Ranch.
I love
you here. And I know you get hours at the Chavez Central Library.
I've been at Fair Oaks, Manteca.
Okay.
And I think that's, oh, and then the Micro Stribley.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, I think I had told you ahead of time, that was something I'd love to hear if there's any interesting differences between, like, the really big branches, the really small branches, the micro libraries, the county libraries.
I just think with Chavez, it's the central, so it's the big main one. So it's always like a lot of different types of people that come in there.
Mm-hmm.
With Stribley, it's very, since it's so small, like it's like a target of like the people in the area. Like some people come in, pick up a book, maybe place a hold, but you don't get a lot of like diversity, I guess.
Oh yeah, because you'll get people from all over the city coming to the central one.
Exactly.
But at the community center, it's just the people right in that neighborhood.
Right in that area, and they're just used to be like, okay, this is a small library, so I can just come here and get what I need and then go back home.
Because
some people just walk right over there because it's like right in the center of a neighborhood.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I assume Weston's your favorite.
Of course. This is my favorite one already. I mean, it's only been, what, 2 months?
It's a good place. I like it. I don't think I've mentioned it on this podcast. I was at the Chavez Library for most of my library career. So I've only been to West End for 2 or 3 months now. But
and this
I love
is our,
it.
And this is both of our favorite.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Good people. Good people everywhere. Let's see, any advice that you would give for, because I know we are always hiring library support staff, just about like every year we're trying to bring in more people. Any advice to young folks or old folks who are trying to get an interview? And
I guess keep your eye open for when they actually open the position.
Oh yeah, just being aware when the hiring's happening.
Well, when I got hired, though, I was kind of like passively searching. Like, I wasn't even like looking for, oh, is the library hiring? Because I didn't even like really know about this whole system until I actually applied and got hired. Because I was working actually at a laundry warehouse back in 2018, full time, 40 hours plus. Back-breaking work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, when I got hired, I had to do, like, the training and stuff, and then I still had to go to my other job. Luckily, they actually let me, like, leave early some days so I can, like, finish out my training to
That's
be able
nice.
To do the LSS.
Yeah.
And then I eventually left them. I guess my advice is just really, well, what you really need is like schooling, because I think that's what actually helped me be able to get the position, because I had just graduated from Delta with my AA in English and my AA in Arts and Humanities at the end of 2016. So they wanted to see like your transcripts, the fact that you, you know, even if you didn't complete, as long as you took enough courses, you could still, you know, become an LSS.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a, what is it? Is it a certain amount of hours or a certain amount of credits you need?
Yeah, I think it's like a certain amount of like units that they look for to say like, okay, like you have some type of schooling, even if you didn't get the actual AA.
Sure.
That's what I believe now. I don't know how it is.
I think,
now.
I think that, because I think for the library assistant, you do need to have a bachelor's. Doesn't matter what it's in, but for LSS, it's there's a certain amount of credits. Again, doesn't matter what it's in, right?
Yeah. So,
but English kind of works because you're working with books and trying to recommend reading stuff. Ooh, yeah, any, sorry, I didn't warn you about this one because I just thought of it, but yeah, any reading recommendations?
Well, I think I told you, I've been reading like more cerebral type of books, like books that have to do with like enhancing like your mental, your spiritual. So I was reading this book by Joe Dispenza, how to not become yourself or something like that. I gotta look up the title, but like if you just look up Joe Dispenza, and that's DISPENZA, he has some really good, I know he was like, you was kind of skeptical about it when you seen him. You were like, oh no.
I'm skeptical of anybody trying to tell me they can make me a better me.
Just, he's like, better me, no.
I think there's plenty of really good people out there who do it, and then there's the scam artists that ruin it for everybody else, you know.
Yeah, so. I think I was listening to his, because I'm like a YouTube junkie when it comes to like watching that kind of stuff, like talks and documentaries.
Nice.
So I was watching one of his videos, and I'm like, I would be like skeptical of feeling like somebody is just trying to like target me to monetize off of, you know, somebody being not as aware of certain things. But when I was listening to him talk, I could relate, like I could understand to where it's just like, plus you don't have to use everything somebody says, you can just take the parts that you feel like you can utilize. So
very true.
Take it with a grain of salt, like,
yeah totally. It makes me, and I don't know if I'll include this, I might have to cut this out, but I've been watching, there's a YouTube channel called The Dodo, and they get a lot of rescue animals that have been hurt by humans, so they do not trust them, and it takes them a while to trust that the person's there to help them.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's how I feel about life coaches and people trying to give advice. I'm like, I've been hurt.
Really?
I've been scammed, like, so I gotta learn coaches? To trust you.
Yeah. Were you like paying money for something and it just didn't pan out?
Right,
and
right.
You're like, no.
Right. When they're asking Ponzi money. Schemes. Yeah, and it's not working. I'm like, yeah.
Well, luckily, if you just read a book or if you're just watching somebody's YouTube, you're not really paying them.
Right.
I mean,
true.
If it's from the library, then you didn't have to pay for it. You borrowed it, but it was paid for already for you to utilize.
Right. We purchased that for you. Absolutely. Okay. So let's get into some horror stuff. Before we jump to the movie. So I remember when we talked, you're not a big fan of horror.
I don't like gore. Like,
okay.
I don't like slashing and guts and all of that. But I don't mind, you know, being scared and jumping a little suspense.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, like, one of the earlier movies you saw as a kid or teen?
Yes. Like, I used to be deathly afraid of Candyman, the original that came out when I was a kid, like. And I remember, like, being young and then, like, trying to go in the bathroom, turn the light off, and say Candyman. I was like, nah, I'm not about to play. My sister would be like, just say it. No.
Oh, man. You'd, like, dare each other.
Yeah,
and
like,
so.
Say it again. I'll say it once and you say it once.
Yep.
No. So, I remember that and then the original It movie, like, scaring the heck out of me. Mm-hmm. To where, I mean, I'm not somebody that's like afraid of clowns, but that clown, yes.
That clown, very scary. Yeah.
That Pennywise, yes.
I remember playing the Candyman game with my friends, but we did it, but we did it as a group. So of course nothing happened. like we all went into the bathroom and stood in front of the mirror. I think we had like candles.
What were some of like your first like favorite scary movies though?
See, I remember starting with a lot of vampire stuff, The Lost Boys, Dracula, and then like fun stuff like Monster Squad.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, I don't know, the big reference today is Stranger Things, which also this movie gets compared to.
Oh, really?
Because it's kids and then a scary thing.
Is that like what started your love for like horror movies? Because like you love horror movies.
I know. Like, yeah, probably because I have two older brothers who are like 10 years older than me and two older sisters who are 10 years older than me. So they were all watching more grown-up movies than I was supposed to see.
Yeah.
And I just got into it. I remember watching some Friday the 13th. I remember It and The Shining.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. Oh, my God. Ooh. Okay, and we got to talk about Freddy Krueger a bit when we get into this movie because there's some parallels for sure. What made this movie stand out to you then?
When we were picking, I think the setting, like when you when I was looking at the trailer, I was like, okay, that looks like something interesting I would like, you know, get into. Because, and then too, it's like a storyline that you've kind of seen before. It seems familiar. I don't know if it's because like it's set in the 80s or because it's just like something I've seen before, kind of like we'll talk about when we get to the movie.
Yeah, it's familiar. It's a soul. Well, yeah. Okay, we can start getting into that. So the movie of the day is Summer of 84, which came out in 2018. And I told myself I was going to learn how to say the names of the directors, and then I didn't do that. But I'll give my best shot. François Simard, Anouk Whistle, and Johan Carl Whistle. Together they are RKSS, or Roadkill Superstars. They made this other movie I love, Turbo Kid, which was really great. So they make kind of similar, it's like a similar movie, but totally different. Here's the segment that I didn't warn you about. I call it the elevator pitch segment. Yeah. So you have 30 seconds to tell our listeners, what is Summer of 84?
Okay, so Summer of 84, as you can guess, it's set in the 80s. And there's this teenage boy, his name is Davey, and he's known as like the conspiracy theorist of the movie, and he starts to suspect that his neighbor is a serial killer. Dun, 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 dun. And so it's a whole hero's journey of him and his friends spying on his neighbor, which is also a cop, trying to figure out if he is a serial killer. And that's pretty much what it is.
That's time. That's good. Yep. Nice. Okay. Bing, bong, bing. Spoilers from here on out.
Are we giving spoilers?
So, yes, we are giving spoilers. Okay. But first, well, let's say, okay, I would recommend seeing this movie if you haven't. Yeah. I liked it. Would you
recommend? Yeah, I would recommend it.
Okay, so if you haven't seen it and you're listening,
stop right here.
Yeah.
Go see it.
Go check it out.
And then come to see if your ideas match what we're talking about.
Yes, yes. And it should be pretty easy because it's available on Hoopla and Canopy.
Yeah. So got your library card number. If you have your Hoopla, sign in, borrow that.
Yeah. So our next segment is pour some coffee, and let's get into it. We can start with jump scares. I think I mentioned to you, maybe trying to keep track of jump scares, there were two that got me. I'm curious if they're the same.
Well, was it, okay, so one I really remember was at the end. Well, two towards the end where they were like hopping into the neighbor's or Mackie's house, and then the girl comes afterwards to the window and like, what are you doing? Like,
oh yeah. The fake out scare with the girl. Nikki.
And then I don't know if it's a jump scare, but something that just made me gasp was when they were playing Manhunt at the end, somebody ends up getting slashed.
Oh, at the very end?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because the whole time, it's like, in the movie, it's like, yeah, he's creepy, but you don't know if it's really like he's in his imagined, that Davey is just really imagining that he is a serial killer, or if he really is a serial killer. Because it's kind of like, they kind of lead you in, like, because it seems like, okay, it's typical, like, okay, he is a serial killer. But then it's like, okay, is he? Or is he just imagining it?
Yeah, because his bedroom walls have, like, conspiracy newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
All over, and serial killer stuff. So it's like, yeah, dude, you're looking for that.
Yeah. So is he really, or... But he was not crazy.
In this instance. You didn't actually expect him to kill one of the kids.
I was like, this whole time has just been suspense up until now. Now we're actually seeing some people dying.
Yeah.
Because you didn't see the whole time. You don't see him murdering anybody or killing anybody. Mm-hmm. You just hear about him being weird and creepy and all of these little added things that add up to him being a suspect.
Yeah, and it's mostly kids from other towns.
Yeah.
And then when they do find in his, like, basement lair, it's like, it's a kid that's, you know, that we just saw a kid that got nabbed, but it wasn't part of the main group of kids.
Yeah.
So did not expect any of the main kids to get killed.
And I have a question for you about that too. Like, when you just mentioned his lair, you know how they were like, this must be his, like, his room when he was a kid or whatever. And then she was like, this house wasn't even built when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
was like, there has to be, like, a connection between the fact that that room was built for, like, a little boy, like a little kid's room, and then him always wanting to snatch little boys in particular, because it doesn't, like, specify whether he was a pedophile or why he was actually killing boys, little boys in particular.
Yeah.
Which would have been nice to know, like, some type of background, like, I have an obsession. Yeah.
I can't remember if he was from the town or if he had moved there, but it really, what I thought was that he must have been locked in a room when he was a kid, and then he, like, recreated that in his house in that basement. So that wasn't, like, his room, but he had made it to be his room.
And locked little boys in that room.
Yeah, his based victims. On wherever his actual, wherever he grew up
was. Which was so creepy that he had the victims on the wall, like it was his family members.
Oh, I was like, God.
Wait, what?
I know. Oh, I loved that. And I was confused, like, wait, the kids saw that before, but
he wasn't
looking for it.
Yeah.
And he might not even have seen all of those newspaper articles yet or something.
When they were on that microfilm and they were looking, he started making that connection.
Yeah.
You have a big family.
Yeah. You know, don't live close enough that they can ask you for things.
Yeah. How sick do you have to be, though, to, like, really have your victims up on the wall like it's your family members? Like, people can come in your house.
It reminded me of, so the real serial killer, John Wayne Gacy, was not a cop.
Oh, that's what it's based off of?
No, not based on it, but he was.
Oh, yeah.
His situation, he wasn't a cop, but he was so close to the cops.
Yeah.
The clown guy.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a guy, he was so connected in the community and with cops and friendly that, like, he was bold because he knew he could get away with it.
Yeah.
Like, he knew he had gotten where nobody suspected him. So I think this character was like, nobody suspects me.
They're not going to know it's me.
I'm a cop. I got a good reputation.
Yeah. And that's what he was able to use as his shield. Like, I'm a cop. Come on now. Like, why would I be the murderer? I'm trying to catch the murderer for you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you got to look at.
You got to look out. Yeah.
Also, I had a question on how different do you think it would be if it was an all-girl group that was hanging out instead of, like, all boys? Because there were, like, girl crazy and like
that was something that had, because I saw this a little over a year ago for the first time. So I watched it last night to refresh though.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't help but wonder if like the I don't want to read the minds of the directors, but
yeah,
that was interesting. Like, I feel like there's so many movies and shows trying to be more inclusive of girls and of different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And this was like, nah, we're going to have four white boys.
Yeah. We're going to have four boys.
We have four boys.
And the one girl that they have is just kind of like added in kind of as the eye candy for the other boys to look at,
love interest.
But it would be interesting if the killer was a lady too. Mm-hmm. Like if it was all girls that were spying on a lady, that cop that was killing girls.
Yes.
Like
yes.
So it's like a whole theme of like boys.
I would love to see this gender reversed, and keep it just as it is.
Yeah.
Like have four girls who are just as like gross and boy crazy as these guys are girl crazy.
Yeah.
Spying
on other boys like when they're changing their shirts or something.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, like have you seen that music video, The Creep, that Lonely Island did with Nicki Minaj?
Oh yeah.
And it's so funny when she comes out and she's being nerdy and creepy too. You're like, oh my God, I love it. So yeah, I think with girls that would be pretty funny. Did you still enjoy their dynamic, or did you feel like it was?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things I liked about the movie. It's just like it was nostalgic. It felt like when you used to hang out with your friends and you start like literally you're just focused on something during the summer, something to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was like okay. Let's hang out at the arcade. But yeah, you know what? There might be a serial killer. So now we have something else to do. Like, keep our minds focused.
Yeah. Especially before you're driving, when you're just running around or riding bicycles.
Before cell phones.
Yeah.
It's like, how did your parents even know where you were at? It was like you left the house and they just trusted you would come back.
Yeah.
No knowledge of where you actually were. No cell phone. Mm-hmm.
And you do come up with your own stories
about
the neighborhood and things going on.
Exactly.
I remember there was a building, I think it was a church, but there was like stained glass windows or something or a light on. So at night, if it was dark, it was like red lights coming from inside these windows.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, there's like a cult in there, or there's a demon or something. Yeah, like why is there red glowing windows that look like eyes looking at you from this building?
And then it just becomes an adventure or something you focus on, like something for your friends to do. I like that about this movie. What did you enjoy? Like, you feel like
I love the nostalgia too. I love the murder mystery of it. The music was probably the biggest thing for me. I really love that 80s synthwave.
I did good with that.
I do. I really love that. You also know about my fear of water.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very poignant that the place he took them to at the end, they were trapped because he took them somewhere surrounded by water.
Yeah, so he said it was a tidal island or something.
Yeah. He had like a little hunting ground he used.
Why do you have to be so creepy? Like he really came out of that attic. I just knew, but like when they said they didn't know where he was, you just knew he was coming back for that boy.
Oh yeah,
he was coming back for Davey.
Yeah, but I thought I was waiting for him to come through the door or the window or something. That but coming down from the attic,
that was a good twist there.
And you're just watching the ladder slowly come down.
He was like, you took my life from me.
Yeah.
So that means he had been doing that for so long, because he was like, I remember like when your family used to push you around in a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
15 is such the perfect age. What cultivated this fetish of yours, sir? Like, that's what I would really, it would be nice to have a little background on that.
I just read a book, Kiss the Girls. No.
James?
No, that's the second one. I've got that. Along Came a Spider.
Yeah.
I read Along Came a Spider. And so, spoiler alert for that book. I don't know. I mean, I'm not spoiling the ending, but like basically the bad guy kidnaps kids and he buries them alive.
Oh, that's my one fear.
And yeah. And the thing is, you find out that's what his like mom or stepmom would do to him when he was bad or when he just annoyed her. Like she, that was his punishment. You're locked alone in the deep dark basement.
Sounds like psychology.
I think this guy, had some, you know, there was a part of his childhood that he loved and then he got locked a bunch and so now he's trying to lock them up or I don't know.
And it was just a theme like in the 70s and 80s just to be a serial killer. That was just something that had just
that pedophiles
and serial killers.
Yeah, a lot of serial killers. Oh, it's harder now because you got cell phones. You don't need your G.I. Joe walkie-talkies.
Over and out. Like, yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I've never had a walkie-talkie. That's what I was just like. Oh. I don't know the distance of those. So they're all at
It's not great, but it's fun.
Each other's house. Or...
Yeah. I don't know. We never had walkie-talkies that could reach other houses, but we would, like, one of us could be in the tree in the front yard, and one of us could be in the bushes in the backyard.
Mm.
You know, and because we would be pretending we were on an adventure running around.
Same childhood.
Yeah.
That's why we love this movie.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna cut this part out, but I have to say it.
Yeah.
Like, the raunchy kid that wore leather.
Yeah.
The leather jacket. That was me when I was a kid. You know. So every time he opened his mouth, I was cracking up. Like, oh, that's my humor.
Yeah, he was saying heck of little stuff.
Okay. Uncut.
Just those boys in general, like girl crazy.
Let's see. Any other things? I did want to bring up a goof.
Yeah.
I was looking up goofs. Most of them were dumb because it's just people spotted something that wasn't in 1984. But one thing wasn't a goof, but it was funny. Like the big kid, Woody, who they have drive for them when they're driving the car. And they're like, don't worry, you look like you're 30.
Yeah.
He actually was 25.
No.
Like those four actors are playing like 14, 15-year-olds. Yeah. And three of them are like 16 or 17. He was 25. Dang. So he really does look older, but he does still look really young.
Yeah, he still has kind of a baby face.
Weird, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Let's see, is there any other trivia I thought was really interesting? One of the photos of missing boys actually is a victim of John Wayne Gacy.
Wow. What does that say about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Faraday wears very similar, if not the same, make of aviator glasses worn by serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer.
I feel like that style of glasses was just...
Wait, which one's Faraday? Faraday the main kid?
Yeah, he was the smart one.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
But yeah, those glasses. Predator glasses.
I really want... Oh, wow. The Volkswagen Beetle that Mackie drives out of his secret lockup is the same car that was used by Ted Bundy.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, they would put a beetle or a bug in this.
Gosh. Movie. Wow. So they were using a bunch of like references to real
serial killers.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh, okay. Here's a weird goof or thing. They keep calling one of the kids, the kid that was in the house that Davey actually saw.
Yeah.
Who got killed? They keep calling him a ginger, but he wasn't. He didn't have red hair.
Right.
When you saw him. And then the picture in the newspaper was black and white.
So you couldn't even tell.
So, also apologies to people with red hair who don't like that term. I don't know. Some people don't like that term. I don't know why they were using that at all.
Yeah, like, they did say that a lot.
Just been saying that kid. I did want to say, go ahead and shout out, this thing got 72% on Rotten Tomatoes, 67% from the audience, so it did all right.
It is a pretty good movie, though.
What's funny also is, I started listening to another podcast about it, and then I looked it up here, and people keep saying it's like a Shudder exclusive. And you know, Shudder's like another streaming platform that you have to pay for. Oh. So it's funny, they're like, yeah, it's a Shudder exclusive, so just get your Shudder subscription. Like, we've got it on...
We have it for you
Hoopla,
guys.
Hoopla, anyway, we... Like, what are they talking about? Exclusive. Yeah. Maybe it was exclusive when it came out, but...
Now it's
not anymore.
On Hoopla.
It's available on Hoopla Canopy. Yeah. I've been doing a thing, Would You Rather, with guests a bit. Oh, did you actually come up with something? Okay.
Well, kind of.
Go for it.
Well, I had one that said, would you rather be the killer or the hero?
Oh, man. Of course I'd rather be the hero. Wait. Okay, do you mean... Wait. What do you mean?
In this... Okay, so...
Like, if
in
I was going to play that part in the movie? Or do you mean it, like, in real life?
Yeah, so we could do both. Because, like, when you think about it, it's like... The killer is somebody that already knows. They know they're the person that's killing. So it's like they don't have to look over their shoulder on somebody else killing them. But the hero is like somebody that's going to hit. But it's like people have already died already by the killer. So it's like, who would you rather be?
Man, of course I'd rather be one of the heroes.
You gotta say the hero, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, because in this movie in particular, they both survive, so it's
they
like...
They both survive.
The killer gets away.
Yeah.
And the hero, quote-unquote, still has to look over his shoulder, because now he's saying, I'm coming back for you.
So. Well, here's the thing. With in the Black Christmas episode, Kendra and I were talking about how killers choose what kinds of people they're going to kill. Mm-hmm. So I think killers like Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th is easier to root for,
because
he's killing grown-ups and he's killing men and women. He doesn't discriminate based on anything. It's mainly just if you're a grown-up and you're in his woods,
you're in my way.
Yeah, he gonna take you out. And a lot of the times the characters are very unlikable people.
Yeah.
So, but this killer is kind of like Freddy Krueger. Like you said, this guy is attacking kids.
Yeah.
It's hard to root for this guy. But kudos to the actor. The actor who played him did a really good job being very, very likable and trustworthy seeming. Yeah. And then so creepy. And then by the end, so scary.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh. He really threw me off. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have, would you rather be tortured and still live or have a quick death?
Ooh.
I've always said, like, I would want to just, if it comes down to it, just kill me. Just let me get it over with. Because, like, what if they cut up your limbs or something? You still alive, but you, like, I don't know.
So you're saying, would you rather be the kid that they rescue from the basement? Because there was a kid chained up who lived.
Yeah.
So would you rather be his character, or would you rather be Woody, who just gets his throat cut
and then it's over
at the end, and then it's done? I'd rather live.
But we... Okay, yeah. In this instance, yeah, you probably would rather live. Really know what way he was tortured, but there was somebody, like, dead in a pool of blood.
Yeah. We're resilient.
Yeah.
Humans. We're tough. And you mentioned limbs getting cut off, but there's lots of prosthetics and physical therapists and stuff. There's people out there that, I mean, there's people running races on prosthetics. Yeah,
I agree. Because then you can live and tell a hero's journey story. And
like,
hopefully my story helps someone else survive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe become a detective.
Yeah. Make that your life's mission afterward, after surviving.
Yeah.
That was all. I only had two.
That's good. No, that's good. I didn't even think of anything. Which of the kids do you see yourself in? Like I said, I totally see myself in the kid that was constantly making wise cracks and jokes. Yeah. That was me when I was a kid.
I would probably be Woody, unfortunately.
Oh,
I'd be kind of like
down.
I'd be down for the cause. So,
the good friend.
I can't.
Who's
me
there
just
to the
knowing
end.
Myself, I can't say like I would be the leader. I would be. I would be Davey because I know me, like I'm kind of laid back, so I would probably be like, you know, the really good friend, like I got your back, come on, we going in this together, like I don't want you to go alone. So I feel like I would probably be like more Woody.
Okay.
And consequently it might cause my death, just being so down, since Woody was the only one that really died.
You're in better shape, though, so yeah. I think you'll be able to outrun the killer, at least. Yes. So yes. Keep up that cardio. Yeah.
Oh, I have a question, which I should have brought up earlier, but I wrote down, what role do you feel like the parents play in the safety of their kids?
Well, this totally was using that trope of, like, nobody believes you. Your parents don't believe you. The cops don't believe you.
Yeah, because when he eventually tried to tell his parents, it was like, come on, we about to go tell him. You going to apologize. It's like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I have a bloody shirt. What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, take this bloody shirt to the police.
Yeah.
At least believe him that much. Yeah, that was messed up.
That was kind of jacked up. And it's like, I can only imagine if my parents didn't believe me and then they made me go apologize to the killer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dang, now he gonna know I'm on to him. Mm-hmm. At first he didn't really know. So it was kind of a secret between me and the crew.
Yeah.
But yeah. It is the 80s. So I'm just thinking like, it was just kind of laxed. Everybody kind of felt like they knew everybody more in a community, so mm-hmm. you could just let your kids run rampant mm-hmm. all over the neighborhood and not have to feel like you protecting and watching over them like a hawk. Cause yeah, like you said, they didn't even have cell phones, so
yeah. Even the girl Nikki told Davey, like, dude, he goes fishing with my dad.
Yeah,
and like, okay. I feel like one of the nice messages this movie says is like, yeah, serial killers go fishing with everybody's dad at some point. Like, somebody's...
Serial killers do regular things.
They have neighbors.
Yeah, like you said, serial killers live next to somebody. Yeah. So they gonna do regular activities, run around the block, do their exercise.
Yeah.
Regular stuff.
I feel like the parents, it's so sad, like, they were so supportive of his friendships, they were supportive of his interest in... the news and conspiracies and, you know, crime, you know, what's going on with crime in the world, true crime, I guess.
Yeah.
But then when he came to him with that, I guess because he had so much conspiracy theory stuff, it was just too hard for them to believe him.
And then his dad wasn't his dad a news anchor or something like that?
Yeah.
So it was just like, you could have broke this story.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? They didn't even talk about, like, the person that Mackie caught as a serial killer. Like, what happened with him? Like,
that's right.
He just turned somebody in and said, this is the serial killer.
Oh, my God. I hope they get him out. Because, yeah, it would be easy to plant evidence. But now that guy's in jail.
Yeah.
And everybody in jail is going to think he's this serial killer.
Was this before DNA?
So.
Or did DNA come out in, like, the 70s?
Everybody thinks that librarians know everything.
Hey, we don't.
We gotta look it up.
Here.
DNA evidence. Let's see. DNA profiling. 1980s.
Okay.
So started in the 1980s. Let's see. The first patent was 1983.
Ooh. So they probably weren't really incorporating it all the way then to where they would be looking at it.
Not yet. Especially in a small town.
So you could just plant evidence, for
like,
sure.
Yeah. Because I feel like the DNA stuff would be in the bigger cities with, like, a really, really high-budget police department. These guys.
Did they say what state this was? Because I don't remember. I remember seeing Ipswich or something.
I think it's a made-up place.
Me and geography really don't get along.
Let's see. It was supposed to be on the coast. One of the coasts. Let's see. Ipswich. Oregon. Cape May, Oregon.
Ah, I love Oregon.
Let's jump into then Academy Awards.
Yay.
What awards would you hand out to this movie? They can be real or made up.
The Best Nostalgic Award.
The Best Nostalgia Award. Very nice, yeah. Actually, yeah, you know, they did it, I think they did it well without it being, like, overbearing.
Yeah. To where you could follow along. It was like, okay, you got a little 80s feel. I mean, probably everything wasn't on brand like people wanted it to be, because they're really judging this movie about stuff being right from 84, like, you were showing me, like, the car and stuff.
1987 car.
Yeah, but
the thing that really got me was the TV dinner trays that they were eating when they were sitting and having dinner.
Yeah.
We used to have those. Yeah.
I remember those being in Matilda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They sat in front of the TV and ate all the time. So
yeah.
It was like...
yeah. I would give this an award for the music. Like I said, I love that synth wave.
It was good, actually.
I would give this a Mama Jokes award.
Oh, yeah.
Because that kid would not stop. That was great. I feel like in another movie, they would have had him also do a mama joke, like, to the killer or something. I don't know.
And, too, like, are you talking about the one with the leather on?
Yeah.
Because he had a lot of, like, issues with his parents. Yes. So he had a lot of defenses up, especially even with his brother, who you would think he would
even
be
his brother.
Close with.
Yeah. When his brother offers to drive him somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, yeah, get away. Yeah. But he's like... You just want me for an alibi.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of the kids in this movie had, like home life issues.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two of them. Two out of four. Because they always wanted to go to the other person's house.
Yeah.
Like, Woody wanted to go to Davy's house, and then the other guy wanted to go to Faraday's house.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, can I just come over your house?
Yeah. I think that's a thing a lot of people would connect to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you were the kid who... had the house that your friends were coming over to, or whether you were the kid who was going to your friend's house, there's something to connect to there, for sure.
I can't remember what was actually going on with Woody's household. Like, I just remember his mom being on the couch, like, crying. I don't think I really remember why, like, what was going on in his household to where he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, it seemed like she was... The dad wasn't around for some reason, and she was working like
crazy hours
trying to provide for them. So I think it was just stress, and then she's just drinking and exhausted, and
that'll do it.
I actually wrote down I would give this an award for this killer being better than Freddy. Even with all the Nightmare on Elm Streets and how iconic he is, as far as bad guys who kill kids, I thought this guy was a better performance. Maybe because Freddy's so over the top, gross.
Yeah, and he more imaginative too. This was more realistic. Like, they could be your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, Freddy is. It could be in your dreams.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah, like, oh, okay, I'll have a nightmare. Yeah. Yeah, this morning my mom told me she had a nightmare about spiders. And she hasn't been watching scary movies with me lately. So I'm like, see, you need to watch scary movies because then you don't have nightmares.
Yeah.
It's a weird, thing.
It helps.
Yeah. Not an award, but at some point he's reading The Hardy Boys.
Uh-huh.
And it made me want to check out a Hardy Boys book.
That.
And even like there's also the fact that the girl character is the babysitter made me want to check out the Babysitters Club. And I was today at work, I was like discharging books and there was a couple Babysitters Clubs.
That's
I wonder if those have mysteries in them. I've never read them.
I was wondering how older she was supposed to be than him. Because if they were trying to make that a love interest and she was like much older, it was kind of like weird.
Well, she was about to leave for college.
Yeah.
So I feel like he was like a freshman in high school and she was a senior.
Okay.
And then
if she's over 18.
She's graduated. So, yeah. And that's tough.
Sidebar.
Like, you get people in high school who get together and they're only 2 or 3 years apart, but then once one of them's an adult or moving away, that's tough. And that was so sad when she was driving away.
Yeah.
And she waves to him, and he rides past on his bicycle.
And then but was he, like, not cool with his friends anymore? Because he didn't even wave at his friends.
I know!
It's like, what's going on? I know they were taking that treehouse down.
Yeah.
I
think he was mad that they ditched him.
Because
the kid with the glasses had decided that... He saw at the festival that they had been a big gardening thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, that's why he gets all the dirt.
Yeah.
he went and got his the friend who wears the leather jacket and was like, yeah, just come stay at my house. So that was when he left his post and he wasn't watching for the bad guy anymore.
Which would have actually helped.
It would have helped.
And Woody would have still been
here. Yeah. So I think he blamed them for the guy getting away and Woody getting killed. Yeah. I mean, right, you know, Woody. I feel like you could make a sequel in a few years and he's reconciled with them.
Yeah.
He's gone off to college and then he's maybe there's a reunion and he meets up with the girl, Nikki, and they get together.
And then the plot twist is Mackie reappears.
Boom. Yep.
It's like
that's the day he shows up again.
The cycle is repeats. Now we're on the journey again of trying to stay alive.
Yeah.
But nobody's believing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, ooh. I swear, Mackie's back. No.
No, he's not. What are you talking
about? He's long gone. You're safe. We promise.
Yeah. He's. They get a different actor. He's had face reconstruction surgery.
Ooh.
But, so no one recognizes. Like, no way that's Mackie. Yeah, because he's still a, you know, because Davey's still a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be good.
Yeah, can we believe him? Awesome.
Nice.
Well, hey. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, this was good.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to do this again.
Yeah. I usually ask people what programs are coming up at their branch, but since you're at so many branches, I mean, is there any programs you could think of you'd want to highlight?
Not that I know of,
no.
Because, you know, I'm not really in the programs.
Yeah.
I don't really set up the program.
Yeah.
I mean, usually, if somebody asks me, I'll go on the, you know, our homepage to look at the events calendar to see what's going on, but I'm not sure right now.
There you go. Okay, well, yeah, and this will probably come out in February.
Oh.
So, yeah, winter reading will be done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Winter reading, yeah. See, a lot of people have been, like, turning in their winter reading logs so they can try to win that prize.
Yeah, oh, see,
it's over with now. Yeah. I was about to say,
okay.
Make sure you get your reading log, but it's over
Sorry, guys. Okay. Well, thank you again. Thank you, listeners. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.
Library. The 13th.
Take some time to unwind with Canopy. Start streaming blockbusters, classic movies, documentaries, TV shows, and much more with your library card. Watch from any of your devices. Library patrons have 4 checkouts per month. Visit ssjcpl.org to get started. To stay up to date with library news, follow us at ssjcpl on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit our website at ssjcpl.org.